What's good, GWA Backstage? It's Mr. Licorice Returns, and considering I've had more opportunities to exercise my evil laugh with the Pathfinder game I've been running, I thought something regarding evil laughs might be a pretty thematic post for the month, and it'd be something I think I can contribute well to. So, my laugh, I do feel like it's natural, the way that it works, but you'll probably notice a lot of similarities between, like, me and classic Mark Hamill the Joker, as well as, anybody who watches One Piece, you'll notice probably a lot of similarities between me and, Doflamingo, if you know that character at all. I didn't actually even make that I didn't even make that connection. I had someone else make that connection. It's in my group. He said, "Your laugh sounds like Doflamingo." I was like, "Oh shit!" But so basically, like, a good laugh to me has like some buildup. Like, it's chilling from the get-go, but it builds into like maniacal feeling. Like, you're communicating just. I think it's more important maybe to communicate, like, uncaringness with with psychopathic feels around it, I guess, is the way I envision it. But, like, so think about it kind of like you build it, like, kind of subtly. Like, you just got tickled by something. So it's like, or you're toying with someone. Like, maybe you're making an evil laugh to unnerve somebody in an alleyway. And they don't see you, and it's just... Starts to get a little bit exhausting after a minute because you're using so much breath, but like I think part of that feel where you're betraying a little bit that you're getting exhausted by it almost really plays into like how disgusting it is to listen and how chilling it is to listen, because it's like this dude is just almost wearing himself out like laughing in the face of your pain or you know, for the sake of causing you suffering or unnerving you or anything like that. So I'd go a little louder, but my roommate might hear me and think that I'm a freakazoid. But yeah, building into it and kind of just envisioning, so to speak, like, what are you trying to... what sort of exact level of intensity are you going for? What feelings are you trying to evoke? I think a louder laugh is good for once things are happening, like in the midst of like a psychotic murder or like in the middle of a battle, say like in my Pathfinder game, like the laughing gets more intense. That's when it hits the breaking point. Like, you know, like loud, opening up, projecting more, and then it segues well into like screeching later when things no longer go in the best interests of the person laughing. Say you've turned the tables on them and now they're the ones who are about to die. You know, it comes from a hearty laugh to a screech, some hissing, and it, you know, maybe this audio is less about evil laughs and more about the feeling of being a villain or an antagonist. I don't know. I didn't really script this at all, but and hissing and other sounds, I guess, and I don't know where I'm going with that. Anyway, I hope you guys like listening. And if you've got a good evil laugh you feel like, or you can make some noises that really unnerve people, it'd be really cool to kind of have a thread for that. So I'd love to hear it. And thank you guys for listening, and I'll talk to you guys later.